Welcome to another exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltery, site editor. Hewlett-Packard, or HP as most of us know them, has officially entered the business intelligence and data warehousing market with its April 2007 launch of the HP NeoView Data Warehouse. That's an integrated hardware, software, and services platform. At the same time, HP also announced new business intelligence consulting services, the result of its acquisition of Knightsbridge back in December of 2006. To learn more about HP's new NeoView data warehouse, their services, and future plans, Search Data Management talked to Ben Barnes. He's the Vice President and General Manager of the Business Intelligence Group within HP. Thank you for joining us today, Ben.
I'm glad to be here.
So what is HP announcing?
Today we're announcing what I consider the next generation of data warehouse and business intelligence, a product we refer to as NeoView. And NeoView is an integrated hardware and software platform that has been optimized for decision support workloads. By that I mean it's not a general purpose machine or a general purpose database, but optimized for complex queries and terabytes of data. It's also very scalable, so you can start with a modest size configuration and then scale up to literally hundreds of terabytes in the initial configurations, up to 256 processors. It's built on industry standard components. It runs on our Integrity server platform, so it's not a specifically designed hardware device, but it clearly uses an optimized relational database that is built from the SQL nonstop platform, and it uses a version of the operating system from the nonstop family. All of that to give it the 24/7 availability capability that we think is important in the new data warehousing world that we have today.
So just to be clear here, what specific products and services are you announcing? What are sort of bullet points there?
Okay, so the bullet points are, one, a product called NeoView. Again, it's a hardware and software bundle. By that, I mean it's delivered, you know, ready to go, pre-configured, tested, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a hardware and software platform. That means it's a server, it's storage, and a relational database, along with, you know, all the performance tools and monitoring tools that you would need in a server, storage, and database configuration. We're also announcing at the same time a number of new services available for the NeoView platform, and I can comment on those when it's appropriate.
Tell us a little bit more about those BI services.
The services. There are four services that are new services that we're announcing from our consulting and integration group, or as we like to call it, CNI. And some of this, in fact, most of this, is actually from our acquisition of a company called Knightsbridge, which is the largest, what I refer to, largest pure-play data warehousing business intelligence consulting firm on the planet. And so those four services are, very quickly, one, strategy and planning. That's a service that kind of looks at what you are today, what you're doing with data today, what you're doing with information, and how you would like to evolve that into a to-be state, and then lay out a strategy and a plan and a roadmap to take you from where you are to where you'd like to be. So that's the strategy and planning service. Next service is information quality. It goes beyond the traditional data cleansing and profiling, but to help you understand what are the root causes of lack of data quality, and then move you into an environment where that the information into the data warehouse is, in fact, the information that you want to analyze. So that's the information quality service. Next service is something called information integration. And that really focuses on the idea that data is coming from many different applications. It could be SAP, SAP, PeopleSoft, et cetera, or legacy applications, other kind of operation systems. Could even be from data marts or even external sources and websites. All of that needs to be consolidated and integrated so you can use it in a data warehouse. And the final service is information delivery. Focuses on the tools that you'll want to use to get the information out of the data warehouse, to give it to end users, to provide results from queries, reports, et cetera. It includes, you know, the kind of things you need to consider. What kind of infrastructure do you want to have? What kind of training you have? How many end users you have, and et cetera, et cetera. So those are the services. So in a nutshell, we're announcing a new platform for enterprise data warehousing that's a combination of hardware, That's server and storage, relational database, and a set of new services to go along with that.
And now to get back to NeoView, you referred to it as a hardware, software bundle. It's beginning to sound a bit like an appliance. Is this an appliance or is it something else?
Well, it's an appliance in that it is a bundle. In other words, it comes with, it's a special purpose device. Even though it runs on industry standard servers, it's designed with this operating system and this database to do enterprise data warehousing. So from that perspective, it is appliance-like. The real difference is, though, we have the capability to have a price point and a configuration size and an implementation process that is very much like some of the data warehousing appliance vendors. But the real differentiation is we also have built into the product all the capabilities that you would need to have to enter in the world of an enterprise data warehouse, where you might need to tune the database, you might want to create indexes, materialize views, aggregations, and et cetera, to deal with the fact that you might have literally hundreds, maybe thousands of people querying the system with sometimes very complex queries. And you don't do that with a simple appliance approach. So we have a capability to start as an appliance and then move right up that spectrum into a full-blown high-quality, high-performance, scalable enterprise data warehouse. So therefore, it's appliance-like.
Hmm. And how is this price, just sort of a ballpark range?
Well, it starts at a modest-sized price. It's not aimed at the small, medium, teeny little business, as I like to say, the mom-and-pop pizza parlor. It's aimed typically at the global 2,000. And so the initial configuration of a 16-processor machine with about 4 terabytes of storage on it would be about $645,000 list price.
And to be clear, this is more around the data warehouse. Do you have any designs on sort of front-end BI technology, or does HP, rather, I should say?
No, we like to give customers choice. And by that, we have certified, and in many cases, working with the other vendors, optimize their products for the NeoView platform. So we've entered into partnerships with all the major players in the BI data warehousing space. Examples would be Ab initio and Informatica for ETL tools, Business Object, Cognos, Hyperion, MicroStrategy, and SAS for data delivery tools and query tools, among others. So our notion is to provide customers choice. I like to say we want to be the Switzerland of the data warehousing world to allow customers to have the products that they want to use, and it fits their needs the best.
Hmm. Now, you're making a big announcement now in 2007, but I've learned that you initially released this product in the fall of 2006 very quietly. Why the stealth release?
Well, one, all we did in October really was put some information out on the website, and that was really just for us to begin to seek out some early customers, which we've secured since then. And frankly, it was a unique way to kind of pre-broadcast the fact that we were getting in the BI space, and it's been quite effective. I call it stealth marketing. We've got quite a bit of buzz in the industry well before this announcement.
And now one of these customers you didn't have to go far to get, maybe just down the hall, because I hear HP is using this technology internally. Could you talk about that?
Sure, absolutely. In fact, our single most difficult customer and the most demanding customer is, in fact, our CIO and his team, Randy Mott. Randy, you may know, is quite well known in the industry for the work he did at Walmart and later with Dell, and is considered one of the premier CIOs in using data to drive a company. And so what we're doing in Hewlett-Packard is we're actually decommissioning over 762 individual data marts and taking that capability and moving it onto a very large multi-hundred-terabyte system called NeoView, and it's going to be a true enterprise data warehouse that'll have the more traditional information of customers and sales and products and supply chain, but also have financials, human resource, et cetera. So we think it'll be one of the only, and we could even argue the only true enterprise data warehouse ever built, certainly for a company that's $100 billion in size. And all that's being done on NeoView.
Now, I'm wondering if you could give us some insight into the roadmap for this product line, not the internal project, but your external product line. What's coming down the pike? What can we expect to see in the next year to 5 years?
Well, certainly it's a big investment for us. It's a serious investment. Many hundreds of millions of dollars are being put into this because we think it's a major growth initiative for Hewlett-Packard. And so you'll see the product NeoView evolve over time. We'll continue to stress the fact that it's going to be built on industry standard hardware, server and storage components. You may know that we are one of the leading providers of servers and storage in the marketplace, so therefore we buy a lot of things, and we're going to continue to evolve the hardware platform to take advantage of that, of the latest technologies and industry standards such that we can continue to have an incredibly cost-effective platform that we can then turn around and price very effectively in the marketplace. So you're going to see changes in the hardware configuration to more and more industry standard, more and more low-cost hardware server and storage products. From the software aspect, we'll continue to what I call mature the database. When you enter the world of very high-end enterprise data warehousing, you need to have a lot of things that manage the scalability, that manage the complexity of it, that manage the thousands of users on it. So a lot of performance and scalability refinements will take place over time as we move in that particular direction.
Again, thank you very much for speaking with us today, Ben.
Take care and have a nice day.
To learn more about the business intelligence and data warehousing market, please turn to searchdatamanagement.com. We have articles about industry trends, case studies, podcasts, learning materials, and much more. Our semi-monthly BI Bulletin email newsletter is a great way to stay on top of BI trends, and our RSS feeds deliver all data management news straight to your reader. And we hope you'll let us know if there's a topic or trend in BI that you'd like to read more about on searchdatamanagement.com. Just refer to the page where you downloaded this podcast for a link to our email addresses and send me some email. Well, that wraps up this SearchDataManagement.com podcast, which was a data discussion with Ben Barnes, Vice President and General Manager within the Business Intelligence Group at HP. Again, I'm Hannah Smaltry, Site Editor for Search Data Management. You've been listening to an exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. Have a great day.